I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Which perennials are best for Colorado's soil and climate? Glad you asked. Researchers at Colorado State have the results of a three-year study at the university's trial garden in Fort Collins.
We're promoting these top performers that hopefully people will purchase them and be happy with them because they're very adaptable to the Rocky Mountain and High Plains region.
Plants are evaluated for vigor, uniformity, flowers, and tolerance to stresses.
Two of them that really come out is this Cahori Border Pink or Dianthus. And this one is tremendous. It hasn't died back and it blooms over such a long period of time. So that Dianthus definitely has good cold hardiness, good heat tolerance. The other plant that I know I personally also have are these hellebores. It'll take some shade, and then also it starts blooming in February and often will bloom all the way through midsummer, and it's evergreen.
CSU professor Jim Klett says other high performers include the phenomenal lavender with tall, graceful flower stalks and the flame blue phlox that creates abundant blue flowers that fade to white on upright, sturdy stems with dark emerald green leaves. You can do more research and see photos at the CSU Flower Trial Garden website.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.